Scholastic Audio presents Our Castle by the Sea, written and read for you by Lucy Strange. Prologue. Southeast coast of England, autumn 1931. I was very small indeed when Pa first told us the legend of the worm and the stones. It was Halloween, and he took us out to the standing stones on the clifftop to play Snapdragon and tell ghost stories. This was my sister Magda's idea, and we were almost out of our minds with excitement when Pa agreed. I carried the bowl of brandy-soaked raisins very carefully from the cottage, while Pa lit the way ahead with a lantern. Mags galloped giddily behind, drunk on the night air and fizzing with delight at being allowed out after dark. It was probably not long past supper time, but I felt that it must be midnight at least, the witching hour. The darkness danced with spectres. We wrapped ourselves up in blankets and huddled together on the clifftop, the four standing stones looming around us. Pa lit the brandy in the snapdragon bowl, and the flames flickered dangerously, casting shadows on our faces. I had never played the game before. My father and sister started swaying backwards and forwards, grinning and chanting together, "Snip, snap, dragon!" They pinched the burning raisins from the flames. I did not recognize these strange, chanting, nightmarish creatures. I was half afraid of them. I caught the rhythm of their words and joined in the game, pinching at the weird blue flames and gobbling up the burning hot raisins. "With his blue and lapping tongue, many of you will be stung. Snip, snap, dragon!" After the game, when the flames had dwindled and our faces were lit only by the lantern, Pa told us the story of the standing stones. "Long, long ago," he said, his face suddenly serious and skull-like in the lamplight, "a thick fog settled on this coast."